Sanchez ready. The 0-2 again. Strike three called. Got him looking. Sanchez pounding the backside of his glove, clapping back towards the Phillies dugout as he strikes out the top of the order after the lead double in the air. Runner stranded at third. Sanchez doing his thing again.
How about Christopher Sanchez? Again.
How about that guy?
Guys, unbelievable. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. So, I actually enjoyed the Christopher Sanchez start last night for a different reason than all the other ones. Because he was mortal last night. You know, like, when he has all these starts where he gives up no runs, it's just like, oh my goodness, this is, we've never seen this before, or, you know, rare. But last night, he wasn't perfect. He gave up two runs, including a home run.
Yeah, but he was still special.
But he was still amazing. And he still finished seven innings, two runs, four hits, one walk.
Money.
And then that inning, the one we just brought you in there with, so the double to right center field to start the inning, right? There was an error there, so the guy got to third. Guy on third, no outs. I mean, this is that's the kind of the point of the game where you think, all right, maybe this is his first shaky start in since April. Probably going to get up at least three.
Ice water in his veins.
And then boom, three strikeouts in a row to get right at the end, including Vlad to end the inning. I mean, that, you know, he is
ice water in his veins.
That's remarkable. We are now in early June, and he's carrying a 1.54 earned run average. So next week here on WIP, it is top 11 week. So this is the week everyone gets to vote on top 11 for the afternoon show, and we're all submitting our lists to Spike and Jack and Ike for the afternoon show's top 11. And next week we'll get the unveiling of who the top 11 athletes are right now in Philadelphia sports. So I sent Spike yesterday my top 11, and this morning, Hugh, you were workshopping yours. So
yeah, because it's not as easy this year.
I agree.
As it has been in the past.
Did Spike bully you again?
Excuse me?
Like last year?
What'd you say?
Did Spike bully you again?
Like no, he didn't.
Oh,
he
did.
Because I saw it, and I knew that at some point, you know, I had to get to it. So that's when I started. Like when I was riding to work this morning, I was like, it's going to be a little tough because a lot of the athletes that were on the list last year has changed. It's changed a lot.
They've fallen. Again, yeah. I do think the top of the recent lists have gone backwards in their careers. And now we have all these other guys jumping up. And how do you kind of balance that? So let's start with this as we help Hugh workshop his top 11 for next week. Hugh, I want to help you with something and to keep things simple. I always think if you're making a list or whatever, if you could start with something, it kind of everything builds off of that.
Yes.
And I think this should be simple. I think not just your list. I'm speaking for you. For Kyle, for me, for the morning show, for everyone out there, we should have a consensus number one. It should be a unanimous number one. Christopher Sanchez should be number one on your list and everyone's list. He's the best athlete in Philadelphia, Hugh. I know a few weeks ago we had this conversation to an extent and you're like, you know, you hate pitchers
every
and all
fifth
that.
Day.
Yeah, you're anti-pitcher guy. Mm-hmm. But he's the best athlete in Philadelphia right now. Look at what he's doing for a long period of time. I think that's how you start your list. That's just my opinion.
You know what, Joe? You know how I feel about that, and because it's only you affect every fifth day as a pitcher. And you know what's ironic is that yesterday when I started to figure out my list, I was watching the game because I looked at the email and I saw Spike. Hey, everybody, this time of year, you know, we do the list. And I thought to myself, you know, I feel strongly about my take on pitchers in every fifth day. But what he's been able to do for as long as he's been doing it, it'd be foolish not to put him at number one. And this is how I kind of started my list. I started 1 and 11.
Okay, so you're basing so Sanchez 1, and then you kind of have 11 figured out.
I think I got 11 figured out.
Okay.
Now, as we meander through this, there's a few guys that, you know, because we only have 11, we have to figure out. I have to debate on whether they're going to make the list or not. Now, I'll tell you this. Some of the guys that are locks on my list, VJ Edgecombe, Cooper DeJean, Tyrese Maxey, Joel Embiid. Now, just to give you a little insight on my list, Joel Embiid probably is going to be more towards the bottom, but he's still on the list. Now, Tyrese Maxey and VJ, don't know where I'm going to put those two guys.
Right.
Coop's going to be on the list. It's not going to – the bottom line is I don't think it's going to be a whole lot of Eagles. It's probably going to be like 3 or 4.
Wow. Well, and then think about 1 year ago coming off the Super Bowl.
Yes.
It was a list of mostly Eagles.
And I'm going to tell you another guy that's probably going to be on my list that's probably not on anybody's list, Jalix Hunt.
Wow. Well, yeah. You know who I think might have him? Elliott. Remember, Elliott ranked him as the fourth best Eagle right now. So if you think a guy's a top four Eagle, then I think you'd have – but you know what? That's an interesting name.
And it's for me now, it's I got one, and I potentially have 11. Now it's, okay, where does everybody else
go? Yeah, the other nine. So to tell you how...
Porter Martone.
And
Vlad.
That goes right up your alley. I mean, the young Thundercats.
Like it's
you're
going to
run
me,
out of spots.
That's what I'm saying. And I got to put the goalie in there, too. So
he's going to have a top 20.
I know.
No,
so,
that's the problem, Kyle, because when we started workshopping, and I'm like, okay, these guys are going to be on the list. I just don't know why I'm going to put
You know what you sound like?
What's that?
You sound like an NBA fan who ranks the top five players, and they have 12 players. There's only top five. You can't have 12 players.
Yeah, so, I'm going to make it through. Somebody's not going to make the list.
I do agree with you that this year is just more depth to the list. I think it's a couple
and the
things.
The Flyers, emerging Flyers. Yes. And it might be somebody that somebody might DM me and say, hey, what about so-and-so?
I think the Flyers becoming relevant again.
It hurts the list.
Edgecombe emerging, right?
The Eagles being annoying.
The Eagles always
said Eagles that. Being annoying.
I think let's talk about the elephant in the room. There's a quarterback here who we are split on, right? So some people are going to have I heard Spike yesterday say already some of the people that have submitted lists, staff members, have Jalen very high in the top 11. There's going to be, last year, there were a couple of people, Kyle and DeCamera, I believe, who had him off the top 11. My guess is this year, and it's an informed guess, you might understand what I'm saying, not as many people are going to have him on the top 11. So I think Jalen makes it hard. Hugh, you talked about 20. I wrote down 25 names that I thought at least deserved some sort of consideration, and then I narrowed down to my 11. But that I think in years past, I've had way less names. Like maybe there were 15, 16, 17, and then I got to 11. I have 25 names I wrote down that I was at least like, I should think about them.
Was Jalen any of them?
Yes, he was in the top 25.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I thought about it, but.
Interesting.
I think I'm at 15 right now.
He's not in my top 11.
Well, he wasn't in mine last year, so he's definitely.
Yeah, he's not. Because it's tough. Because when you talk about there's some young players that emerged.
Yes,
there's some players that have resurrected themselves. Like, and I try to. It's not so much for my list about. It's about being in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, the moment is last year's football team, this year's Phillies team, and what the Flyers were able to do, and this year's Sixers. Not so much like I try to keep it in the season.
Yeah. So for me, I heavily weighted the last year of performance. That like when we unveil our list next week, my top six all have, in my opinion, played the best. Yeah. Over the last year.
Well, there's going to be guys who were on it last year who may, Zach Bond. Defensive Player of the Year.
Nah, he ain't
but
on
he
the
wasn't
list.
As
probably
great. This
not
year.
As good. Not as good. And Trey Turner.
Mm-mm.
Probably. I'm saying probably toward the bottom, if at all, on most people's lists.
No, and to be fair to him, he did win the batting title last season,
and he stunk this year.
He has been. He has been crap this year. Let's just call it for what it is. Now Trey's an interesting one, but I think just to make it simple for everyone, I'm trying to help everyone. Just put Sanchez one, and then build the list from there.
Well, is AJ allowed?
No.
Why not?
You're not on the list.
What do you mean he's AJ Allott? He's a Patriot.
He is now.
Yeah, but it's the top 11 athletes in Philadelphia.
Well, when the Eagles last played, he was on the team.
He can't be on the list.
Hold on. Well, all right. Saquon gets traded tomorrow.
He's not on the list. I remove him. They have to be on the list.
Okay, but no, you're saying you do, but like, is it accept? I think he should be in consideration on some people's lists.
Oh, I don't think so. Hugh, should AJ be a consideration for these lists? I say no way. He's not here.
No, I would say you unless you want some ire or some Eagles fan.
Do I look like I care about ire?
No, you don't.
The person that
I put the Super Bowl MVP
AJ
off the list
and
last
Jalen
year.
Jalen off. Well, really, that'll be something. No,
yeah,
I don't.
It'll feel like a troll.
I'll put Kevin Petullo on
a little bit. It'll feel like trolling a little bit.
All right, top 11 week next week. I do wonder if people. I'm curious because we'll have. I think 50% of the way they do the voting is us here at WIP. 50% is the audience, right? And I wonder how much of the audience will have Christopher Sanchez.
Everyone should.
I think it's crazy if he's not the end vote at number one.
I think it's as big of a slam dunk as Saquon was last year.
It feels like it. I mean,
to be fair, if you're being fair, he has to be number one.
Well, he finished second in Cy Young last season, and he's backed it up this year by being the favorite for Cy Young. I mean, he's having the best overall year of anybody in Philadelphia sports. What a night last night for him. Phillies win again. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Sirianni, should he be on the hot seat? Are you disappointed in Hugh Douglas? Actually, I'm just kidding about that. And, of course, should Christopher Sanchez be the lock number one for everyone next week? Chris in Middletown up on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Happy trigger to the Jalenites day, man.
It's always that day. I mean, I kind of blame Hugh for this because he's been workshopping Andy Dalton, you know, taking his job for the last couple days live on the air.
Hugh, yes. I'm going to address you after my point here. But, you know, it's clear to anybody with a brain that it is Jalen Hurts who is on the hot seat. I mean, you know what? These Jalenites, they're really the true morons here. They were the ones that united. So, Hugh, I don't know. Maybe you want to lead them because they look like they're, you know, pretty emotional and low IQ. So you might be able to help them. But, I mean, they'll follow any excuse, anything you want. But, listen, you guys, the respect that Joe, that your disrespect you're throwing at Nick Sirianni.
It's not disrespect.
I'm not a huge Nick fan, and you know that. But, like, listen, let's give him credit where credit is due. He did hold, you know, the soap opera as the Brown Turns together last year and for these past few years. Like, listen, but Buddy was, you know, he was going to see his special massage therapist, you know, and, you know, that maybe he shared with all the players, we recklessly speculate. And we haven't heard any of this until recently. Like, dude was on the sideline reading books during games, like, you know, all of his hard-hitting, you know, events that he was going to with the dudes on dudes, you know, and, like, all Sirianni did was hold this team together, and they won, Joe. All they did was keep winning and hoisted a Lombardi. So I got to give him his due for that. Now, Hugh Douglas.
Yes.
Hugh. I can see with my third eye what you're up to.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, Hugh, even the low IQ mouth breeders, you people, can see this one. You know, today we're dealing with King Solomon Douglas. What you're trying to do is split the baby and hedge your bets. Yesterday, you called for Jalen to get an $80 million per year contract. But then, you know, today, it's all about benching him for the Red Rocket and the future Sky Captain McKee. So I see what you're doing here, and what I see is I see a broken man who had a bad take that failed miserably, and now he's afraid to pick a lane. And he's trying to hedge his bets and play it both ways, you. That's what I see.
That is not what's happening.
I'm just glad the audience is picking up on Hugh happening. Greasing the skids to bench Hurts. You've greased the skids so clearly.
You know what? You guys are ridiculous.
You're not trying to call both ways.
I am not. That's not what I'm doing. We're sitting here talking about if this offense is sputtering. And basically I said, if the offense is sputtering and they feel it's the quarterback, then they're going to put in the red rifle. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying it's going to happen. But if the offense sputters and they feel that they're in a window to win now, then they're going to put they're going to sit him down.
You're going to put Dalton on your top 11.
Yes.
You know, if you want to set top 11 week on fire, you put Dalton on the list and you leave Hurts off.
Kyle over there just laughing. Just
Hugh, don't forget the future Sky Captain McKee because, I mean,
he's done with him. Obviously, he doesn't love McKee anymore. He's moved on to the red rifle because as soon as they traded for Andy Dalton, it was like, who the hell is Tanner McKee? After 2 years of he's the future, he's the future.
That's the Midwest.
3 weeks from now, he's going to join me on the Red Star Cole Payton train. I mean, eventually he'll get there too. All right,
Red Star Cole Payton
Chris, what do you got for us? What's your guess for Hugh's Clues?
I got the winning answer, and this particular actor, he actually reminds me of Fat Aaron from San Diego. How about Shrek?
Oh wow!
No, Chris, it's not.
We just turned into a shot. We just turned into a.
All right, Hugh, why don't you give everyone a second clue? Because our second guest today was Shrek. Okay.
Yeah, that's crazy. Okay, the first one was an Oscar-winning actor, but he hasn't had a good movie in about a decade.
Wow, yeah. So you're saying he's washed?
I'm not saying he's washed. It's just that.
Sounds like to me.
Should he have even won that Oscar then?
No, he won it for his performance.
Was it a deserved Oscar?
He won it for his performance, okay. But like,
would you have given him the Oscar
for the performance in the movie? I think he did a good job, but I don't want to give. I don't want to say too much because
sounds like you think he's a fraud.
No, it's just that lately he's had one bad movie after another.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
He's had a few.
Okay.
All right. So this is an Oscar-winning actor.
Yeah.
But he hasn't had a good movie in a decade.
Yeah,
all right. So it's someone that obviously hasn't won anything recently or done anything great recently. But there you go. Two clues. We got the Mylotta Family Foundation concert tickets, a pair to give away Thursday, June 11th, Stateside Live. Let's go to John in Bucks County. Hey, John.
Hey guys, how are you?
What's up, John?
Hey, so my theory is Howie Roseman leaked the info to ESPN because he realized he should have fired Sirianni after the 23 season. No one in that building trusts Sirianni. Let me ask you guys, if you guys don't trust your boss, are you going to work as hard for them as you probably could? No. So Jalen is in that situation. I'm sorry?
No, I'll answer you. No, if I didn't trust the boss, I it would be hard for me to give full, complete effort all the time.
Exactly. Yeah. And listen, the clown that called before me could have coached that 23 season or whatever year they won the Super Bowl. I mean, you're on a Saquon Barkley revenge tour, the best O-line in football, healthiest O-line. I mean, we can't count that as Sirianni's doing. He's had one good season because of the talent and system around him. And since then, he's done nothing. And weren't his whole thing like culture, details, togetherness? We've seen none of that crap.
Well, not last year, John.
That's my rant. I'm sorry about that.
No, you're dead right about last year.
And I got a guess.
Go ahead. What do you got?
Matthew McConaughey.
It's a good guess. It is not
a damn good guess.
Very good guess. I got to tell you, I love WIP, and I love the callers. I love that rant included, besides the Super Bowl 18 months ago, you've done crap. I mean, what have you done for me lately?
That's the thought, but let's be honest. You know, he's saying anybody could have coached that team. I think Coach Sirianni pushed all the right buttons, man. I mean, I know we don't give him a lot of credit, and it's kind of hard to because he does bubblehead things.
You call him Coach Bubblehead.
I call him Coach Bubblehead, but... Dude, he's held that team together. It might not be the way that we're accustomed to doing it, but he's doing something right. He's pushing the right buttons.
He does deserve credit for 24, especially the shift back to running the ball. Right, the offensive line went to him and said, he listened and it worked. I'm not going to take credit away for 24. Now, does Howie give him a lot of talent all the time? Yeah. He does, but he gets credit for 24. What's hard for me with Sirianni is. When that's his main objective, culture, keeping everything together.
So and he can't keep that going.
Well, the years it goes bad, then like what?
What are we doing?
What did you do well this year? Like, you know, other coaches who, let's say, they're experts on one side of the ball or the other, you say, all right, well, we didn't have a great year, but your offense or your defense, they were still the strength of the team, and you kind of lean on that and try to fix the other parts. He doesn't have that. So he has to do two things. One, they have to be buttoned up. Last year they weren't. Two, they have to win. And that's why if this thing goes sideways this year and they don't win and they miss the playoffs, he's on the hot seat for me. Let's go to OG Wade up
OG.
On WIP. OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
OG, how you doing?
Man. Hey, listen, since I've been on I've been on fire in the last couple of days, y'all got to allow me to long talk a little bit.
All right,
now, Hugh.
Yes.
I need you to be the judge of this one, okay? I'm going to debate Cousin Harry respectfully, and I need you to say who won the debate because Harry already said his part. All right, mm-hmm. Now here we go. Harry said that AJ didn't quit in games, but he's seen him give up on a couple of routes in some games. Correct?
Well, he basically.
Joe, I didn't ask you to say a damn thing.
Joe didn't say anything.
That was me talking. Oh, gee, that was
great start.
No, I'm sorry,
great
damn.
Start.
I'm not
oh,
bad.
Oh, oh, wait, you yell at me, but you say you're sorry to Hugh. What are we doing?
No.
Go ahead.
He was trying to be nice, but he was basically saying that. But he was giving you a reason why it happened. He was giving you a reason why.
Right. I got you. But now, because we all agree that there's no difference in giving up and quitting, correct?
Yeah. To be fair, no.
Okay. All right. So I won that one, right? Okay. Now, he said that Drake May throws a good deep ball, and Drake May was if a couple of votes went a different way, he could have won the MVP, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, that's accurate. Yeah.
Now, did not Jalen in 22, with a couple of votes going a different way, he could have been the MVP, correct?
Yes.
But Jalen Hurts also throws a good deep ball, correct?
Correct, yes. But he didn't last year, but in general he does.
Coach Joe.
Let me do this. Last year he didn't, but in general, yes. Go ahead.
Let me cook, Joe. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, they both played in the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Whose performance would you say was better? Jalen Hurts has lost in the Super Bowl, and Drake May's lost in the Super Bowl.
Jalen.
Okay, we cooking now. Now we go to the tiebreaker. Who has the Super Bowl?
Jalen. Well, that's not the tiebreaker.
Okay. No.
That's not the tiebreaker.
Drake May will have an opportunity to do what Jalen has already done. So my point is this in the whole thing.
Who do you think, if Howie could choose right now, May or Hurts, who would he take?
Hurts.
Nah.
You know why?
Nah.
What we just seen with Drake May. We seen Drake May play a last place schedule where on that schedule there was three teams projected to make the playoffs.
Isn't that kind of what we faced in 22?
Exactly, and that's why we went to the Super Bowl. How teams get to the Super Bowl, because they play a last place schedule. Uh-huh. But then you got to cash in when it's time to cash in. And this is opinionated. Now, you don't have to agree with OG's opinion. And Howie, And Douglas, he obviously liked Drake May over Jim, which
as a passer.
Is cool. That's his opinion.
As a passer.
Yes.
So you. Cousin to OG, who won the battle?
I mean, when you framed it the way you framed it, he did a good job of framing.
Harry said Drake May's a better passer of the football. What does the Super Bowl have to do with it?
Nothing.
It has nothing to do with it.
But what OG?
Kyle, shut up.
You shut up.
But see, what OG did, and he kept it to accolades.
Yeah.
And when he's talking about accolades and who's accomplished more, arguing that.
Because he changed the argument. Well, how convenient. Harry was talking about him as a passer. OG's bringing up a bunch of nonsense.
But he framed it the way it was framed.
Right.
He was right.
Right, conveniently.
I mean, he framed it the way he framed it.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
All right, let me come at you, Joe, real quick, because I know y'all going to cut me off.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Joe. You said that Jalen didn't play well. He played poor last year, right?
Yeah, he did.
Okay, so he won the division, something that ain't been done in 20 years,
well,
correct?
Well, the team.
Did he yes or no?
The team won.
Was he the quarterback, Joe?
You know the answer to that.
Okay, all right. Now, Joe, watch this. Mm-hmm. Was our O-line good or bad last year?
Not good.
Okay, did A.J. Brown give up on routes? This is your number one receiver. Did he give up on routes?
Yes.
So if our O-line is healthy, because that's the reason why they weren't good, and if A.J. don't give up on plays, you know how much better Jalen's season would have been? Because he won 11 games and won the division.
Well, they won. The defense won.
Y'all get my meaning, though?
Holy crap.
All right, OG. That's
completely
Also, I know it's not the time for it. We've completely lost the plot on Super Bowl performance means you are this player. You know, guys, when John Elway first got to the Super Bowl, he sucked. It's John Elway. I'm not saying Drake May's going to the Hall of Fame. He might fall off. I mean, we'll find out. But, like, Drake May's career was not that game last February. Drake May's career will be the next 10 years. Like Jalen Hurts' career isn't just February of 2024 in New Orleans. It's a whole body of work.
And they put some talent around Drake May because they believe in him.
Yeah,
they got him some receivers.
The Super Bowl is an amazing event. It doesn't make an entire career. It's years and games and over and over and over. That's what greatness is.
Well, just like to apply that logic, if I were to come out and say, Jalen Hurts a better runner of the football than Matthew Stafford?
Yes.
Right? And then I go, well, let's compare their Super Bowl performances. What would that means nothing. It's a different argument.
I do like the strategy of OG to enter a debate that someone has stopped talking and they don't know you're in the debate and say, I win. That actually was...
And you know what? And he appealed to the easiest moderator of them all.
This guy.
Well, that's why...
Now you're attacking the worst moderator in WIP.
I heard you were attacking a moderator.
He kept it... He talked about accolades. He didn't say
which wasn't the argument.
Accolades.
That wasn't the argument.
Living in today.
I know that wasn't an argument.
All right, well then judge him on that. Be a harder moderator.
First of all, when OG called in, to be fair to him, he framed the argument. Like nobody was arguing with him. He framed what he wanted to talk about. I can't go in and say, well, no, OG, that's not what it is, because he framed it the way he wanted to.
Technically, Harry framed the argument.
All right. Why can't we just live in reality?
Well, Harry was talking
Harry spoke
about
first.
He was talking about the passing game. He said he's a better passer. And that's what OG was trying to argue.
Then he argued Super Bowl accolades.
But he didn't because it was the last game that they played.
Can we just live in reality? The accolades versus talent they're just separate things. Who has a stronger arm, Caleb Williams or Joe Montana?
Right.
Don't tell me Joe Montana won 4 Super Bowls. That's not the question.
Yes.
That's not the question.
Exactly.
If you have eyes, you know who's better at something. It doesn't mean they won anything. That's not the conversation.
Here's the reality of
all of this.
Jalen has to play better next year.
Yes.
That's the reality of it. Now, if we don't want to admit that, and we know that there were a lot of intangibles, and we've always said when this thing was going the way it was going, we always talked about it's not all on Jalen.
Right.
That has always been said at this radio station, whether you hear it or not.
Yeah.
He just has to play better next
year. Well, he does. All right, 215-592-9494. Huge clues for your chance at the Mailata Family Foundation tickets. Plus, we'll get to audio of Mike Gansey for the first time since he spoke yesterday. Our takeaways on the new Sixers president of basketball operations. Midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I'm going to warn everybody real quick. Turf Tech lawns may cause extreme happiness. Check out the symptoms, including loving your lawn and spending more time outside. You're going to want to look out for those. Upgrade your yard with Turf Tech, the Delaware Valley's leader in premium artificial grass. Realistic, low-maintenance turf for homes, pet areas, playgrounds, and commercial spaces. Homeowners, contractors, landscapers can shop premium turf with competitive pricing and fast pickup or delivery. Visit turftech.com. That's TURFTEK.com. Turf Tech, happiness starts from the ground up.